This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Vaccinated 570.
You can prove it very easily by multiplication.
You mean you want me to multiply it?
No, not multiply, multiply.
Multiply.
All right.
I don't want to read. I'm not sure I got the right number. The total number of boosters is what?
57 million
boosters. 1 million a day.
I'm afraid you have a crayon lodged in your brain.
There's a crayon in my brain?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If the counts keep going up and the test positivity keeps going up, we may need to be more restrictive.
Surprise, surprise.
That seems a little crazy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Doesn't it sometimes feel like you're living in Germany during the Cold War? You know, if you're on the right side in West Germany, it's like almost like living in the U.S. If you're living on the wrong side in East Germany... You have to worry about the secret police, Walter Ulbricht, et al. It's if you try to go over the line, man, they're going to stop you. Checkpoint Charlie. It's only appropriate that it's named Checkpoint Charlie in Massachusetts. I was talking to a guy today. He's been down in a guy from Unfree America. And he's originally from Massachusetts. And he's been down here all week. And he said to me today, he said, I'm dreading going back. He said, it's like America down here. He said, I don't want to go back. Who does want to go back? There was a story in the New York Post the other day. It said it was a column, and the guy said, you know, if they shut this city down again, that's going to be it. I mean, people have been willing to try to give it another shot, and you know, all the retail establishments, the restaurants have been hanging on. And, you know, commercial real estate has been kind of, you know, they've been hanging on because people still have leases. But who's gonna renew a lease again? All these leases are beginning to come up. And if you just keep shutting everything down and all the people, the real estate prices, the housing market hasn't gone down all that much. But nobody's going to stick around for this indefinitely. There was a story today, last night, Moulin Rouge, the musical. The audience was seated, and then they announced, we're canceling the show. You have to leave, because somebody tested positive. Nobody's dead. They just tested positive. They postponed an NFL game. Washington, I think it was Philadelphia game. The team formerly known as the Redskins, both of its quarterbacks tested positive, so they moved the game to Tuesday. Now, if they were really sick, they're not going to be recovered by Tuesday. They're just going to have to wait for a negative test. So that's all it is. 95% of the NFL players are vaccinated. I think it's 97% in the NBA, and they're postponing games because they're still testing positive. And didn't Biden say you can't pass it on if you're vaccinated? Didn't he say that? Apparently, who's passing it on to these pro athletes? Here was a great story. You know, de Blasio in New York City has got all the health inspectors. You know, we call them turkey. They're a turkey police in Massachusetts. And I guess they're just roaming around, you know, trying to hassle people. That's their jobs. They're like meter maids, only worse. And so they've got them going from bar to bar all across the city of New York, trying to, you know, your papers, please.
Dum, 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 dum.
So, Staten Island, Wednesday night, One of these officious hacks shows up at Big Nose Kate's Saloon and Eatery, Staten Island. And she's going to go in and start checking people's vaccine passports. She gets stopped at the entrance by the manager of the bar, Maggie Coronelian, 38. And she says, before you can come in here, I'm going to have to see your vaccine passport. Guess what the health Nazi didn't have? So they told her to screw.
Your papers are not in order.
Good. Good for Maggie, the bar manager at the Big Nose Kate's Saloon and Eatery on Staten Island. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John. You there, John? Can't hear you. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'm here, bud.
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Howie?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, the biggest thing that kills me about this whole COVID thing, you know what scares the crap out of me worse than anything? Is Lyme
what?
Disease.
Yeah. No, I think Lyme disease is a really, really, you know, they talk about long COVID. Oh, you may think it's just a cold, but you could get long COVID. Lyme disease tends to be very long, doesn't it, Pete?
Yeah, I've had my mother got it 3 times. It did a number on her. My son, when he was 9, same thing.
Yeah.
And it just makes me scratch my head. I'm more afraid of getting Lyme disease for being out in the woods than I am about COVID.
Yeah. I know, and you know, the thing is, they say, well, you know, you never know when you're going to be exposed. Well, you know what? When you get out of bed in the morning, it doesn't matter if you don't leave your house. You could die. You could die at any moment. You could stay inside. You could crawl under your bed and stay there all day, and you still might die. I mean, sooner or later, you're going to die. You can't live your life in fear. And that's what they want. A cowed population is a population that can be controlled, and that's what this is all about. I mean, increasingly. They postponed 3 NFL games already, says 508. The Bruins-Canadiens game is postponed tomorrow night, somebody said. And again, is anybody really sick, or did they just test positive? And I was thinking about it. There's this the quarterback of the Giants, Dan Jones. He's kind of been a somewhat of a washout, but he's their starting quarterback. He's got a bad neck injury. That's very serious, a neck injury, because, you know, one hit in the wrong place and you're quadriplegic. Now, the chances are he's going to be allowed to play on Sunday, even though he's still got this lingering neck injury. But these two guys who, quote-unquote, tested positive for the Washington football team, they're out, at least until they test negative. Now, if one of them can get a test negative tomorrow, will they decide to move the game back from Tuesday to Sunday when it was originally scheduled? I mean, again, how much of any of this makes any sense whatsoever? Let's see here. Martha, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Martha.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Yes.
Which right now is number one for new cases of COVID. From Sullivan County, actually, which is the worst county in New Hampshire, where 84% of the people in the hospital with COVID in the ICU are unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated?
So I really don't understand what you're advising people to do.
I'm advising them to do what they want to do.
Well, why would you not advise people to be vaccinated?
Because I don't think it's my role to tell them, and I don't think it's necessarily the best decision for everybody. Some people are getting sick, and you have to make your own decision. Now, if you want to get vaccinated, I'm not sure that 84%, that doesn't seem like the right number to me, Martha.
Well, it's what they are reporting from the hospital and from the Department of Health.
You know, in a lot of these states that the majority of people that are being hospitalized are vaccinated, and the majority of U.S. citizens are vaccinated now. But yet the problem gets worse. Why does the problem get worse the more people are vaccinated, Martha?
That's not true.
Wait a second. We have more people dead this year than last year, correct?
So this year
75-80% of the American population is vaccinated. So why would we be having more deaths this year than last year?
You really want to know?
Because
yes. The Democrats have a higher level of vaccination than the
they
Republicans do.
You really believe that? You really believe that?
No.
The lowest demographic group of vaccinations is?
What?
Blacks.
Now wait.
What is the highest percentage demographically of Democrats? What demographic group is the highest Democrat percentage?
What racially? Demographic group?
Yes. You know the answer.
Black. Women are the most
black. Okay, so wait a second. So why are you telling me that it's all Republicans who are unvaccinated when I'm telling you statistically black people are least likely to be vaccinated of any demographic group? How can you make that statement? It's totally false.
Black people are not. Are you vaccinated, Howie?
I am.
The fourth time I've asked you.
Yes.
Okay. So why'd you get vaccinated?
I wanted to get on an airplane.
Oh, otherwise you would not have gotten vaccinated?
Probably not.
Really?
Yes.
So you don't believe, even though doctors are telling us that...
Martha, I got vaccinated. Will you concede that the group that's the most heavily Democrat in the nation demographic group is the least vaccinated? Will you concede that fact?
Well, I think you have to...
Will you concede that fact?
Well, no, I just heard...
Will you concede that fact? It's a fact. So will you concede the fact that you just told me an untruth when you said Republicans were the least vaccinated group?
No.
In fact, it's black people who tend to be Democrats.
States have the highest number of deaths.
Right. Wait a second. The states you're talking about, the red states, those are states like Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. What states in the nation have the highest percentage of black people?
Are you going to say that only black people are dying from COVID?
No, I'm not saying only black people are dying, but I'm saying that to say Republicans are the only ones not getting vaccinated is a Democrat canard. It's another bit of very fake news from the New York Times. Stop reading the New York Times and stop watching stupid local TV news. You've got to learn the facts, Martha. Okay.
Well,
I'll see you now. Go check the facts out, and you'll see I'm correct. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
There's a reason why it's been harder to get African Americans initially to get vaccinated. Because they used to be experimented on. The Tuskegee Airmen and others. People have memories. People have long memories.
You don't, though. He meant to say Tuskegee experiment. He said Tuskegee Airmen. That was the World War II all black Air Corps unit. But he couldn't screw it up. But I mean, Joe Biden's willing to concede it, even if Martha isn't willing to concede it. And again, I don't hold that against him. I don't hold it against anybody. It's our bodies, ourselves. Wasn't that the one of many slogans in the 60s and 70s. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store to get your Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. I'm wearing it right now. You can see the mailroom manager behind me if you're on social media, or you can go to Howie Carr Show and check it out, the picture of her with the President of the United States and Grace on Wednesday night wearing her Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. It's great. Order it right now. We're trying to get them all out before Christmas. We can't guarantee it, but we're moving them out as soon as the orders come in. We got people working all day tomorrow at the studio, making sure that everything goes out before Christmas. That's HowieCarrShow.com and click on store to buy your Let's Go Brandon. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose sound cuts are more entertaining? Joe Biden's, Ted Kennedy's, or Tom Mumbles Menino's?
I'm voting for Mumbles Menino.
Biden is taking a stronger lead, 58%.
That's because we're playing Biden cuts. We're not going to play the Mumbles cuts till the end of the show.
Mumbles is at 30%. Ted is at 12%.
All right. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I'm talking about DeSantis' plan to ship these midnight plane flights from the immigrants up to Delaware.
Right. And Martha's Vineyard.
I think a lot of governors should. What?
And Martha's Vineyard, too. Don't forget Massachusetts is included in this mix. Go ahead.
I think that's a great idea. Anyway, I wish more governors would do that. But, you know, I was also wondering about the laws in Delaware about how they've allowed these credit cards to charge usury amounts. And I wonder if Biden has anything behind that, because
what do you think when Hunter Biden, the crack-addled alcoholic stripper-chasing son of his, graduated law school? You know, he didn't get a job at a white shoe law firm. He got a job working for one of those big banks. They used to call him. Didn't they used to call Joe Biden the senator from MBNA, something like that? That's the name of one of the big banks in Delaware. That's what they called him. He was carrying water for all those big banks.
Can't the rest of the government look upon the common man who pays this horrible stuff and think, you know, let's do something for these people and get their votes?
You know, you raise a really good point. I mean, Bernie Sanders is always talking about, you know, protecting the working man. Same with Elizabeth Warren. The fake Indian. They're talking about all this corporate greed going on. There was none of this corporate greed. The meat conglomerate, big oil, big pharma, nobody was out of control until January 20th when Biden came into office. And you're right. I mean, the big banks have been running amok for all these years, and Biden looked the other way. I think Hunter wasn't the only member of the family who got a nice job at one of these big Delaware banks. I think one of the brothers did as well. But that's a really good point, John. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. You ought to read this whole story. I'll tweet out the whole story about the Staten Island bar. It's pretty damn funny. she says, I don't understand how you're coming in here enforcing something and not cooperating with the very thing that you're trying to enforce. The woman didn't let let the inspector in until she showed her the card, but she didn't have one, apparently. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Just looking over the headlines, New York Governor Hochul is going to include a booster in a fully vaccinated requirement. We will make it happen. That's a quote. Pass in Quebec. Passport will be required to go to mass. Norwegian Cruise Line changes policy. Now asks guests to wear a mask. NFL postponing 3 games over COVID surge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, as you know, Joe Manchin has put an end to their dreams of passing the Build Back Boondoggle Broke bill, and I hopefully forever, but at least for the rest of the year. So the Democrat-Socialist Alliance immediately shifted gears. They pivoted instantly, and they've come back to H.R. 1, and this is their bill to federalize elections. They don't want to they don't want to have any kind of voter ID. They want to basically make it illegal to ask for voter ID. They want to encourage people to ballot harvest. All the stuff that was going on in 2020, they want to do it everywhere around the country. And they don't want the states to have any control, even though it says the Constitution says the states shall have control over the elections. There's only one way they could do this. And that's if they did away with the filibuster rules in the Senate. And apparently, thankfully, that's not going to happen because Kristen Sinema from Arizona said she's not going to do away with that. So that stopped it. Keep your fingers crossed, though. You know, nothing's permanent, you know, but we have a reprieve. But there's another thing that should be mentioned in this whole battle over H.R. 1 and the attempt to make sure the Democrats never lose another election. When they have a bare majority in the House and a tied Senate, they want to overturn all election laws across the country, all of them. And the only way they could do it, again, I repeat, is to do away with the filibuster. And there's a senator who's running for re-election in New England. Her name is Maggie Hassan. And we have on with us to discuss her position on this issue, Stephen Stepanek. He's the chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party. Stephen, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you so much, Howie. It's a pleasure to be on and talk to you and your audience about Maggie Hassan and her great flip-flop. It's amazing that, during the Trump administration, she and the Democrats used the filibuster successfully over 300 times to stymie the Trump administration and their agenda. But they, as soon as the shoe is on the other foot, it's like, well, we got to do away with this. And, of course, one of the things we've done here in New Hampshire to sort of slow them down is backlash earlier this year, we passed a bill called Senate Bill 89. And what Senate Bill 89 says is that if, in fact, they pass H.R. 1, which, as you know and I know, is probably unconstitutional,
right.
We're saying New Hampshire shall retain complete control over all state elections. Now, what does that mean, Howie? That means that, for example...
That means they can't steal the elections. That's what it boils down to, doesn't it?
Right. The only elections that they can really control are the federal elections. And those are two elections. One is for the U.S. Senate, and the other one is for U.S. Congress. So if they were successful in passing H.R. 1, we would end up with two elections. So, for example, if they said you have to mail ballots out to everybody, we would mail out ballots in New Hampshire that would have only the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate races mm-hmm. on it. The races for governor, for all the state offices, including the 4 elector vote positions that
in the electoral college. The two senators and the two congressmen. That's how you come up with the 4 electoral votes in New Hampshire, and 3 in Vermont.
And
however many, right. 12 that in is, Massachusetts, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a state election. So when people vote for a president, they're actually voting for the electors who will then vote and cast their vote for president after the general election. So we will control the presidential election and all state elections. So people will go, and if there's no ID, they can go up to the clerk and get a ballot with no ID, and they'll have the U.S. Senate and Congress races on it. But then they'd have to go to the next table and show their ID in order to get their New Hampshire state ballot.
But you know, I mean, this would be just total chaos, as you know. I mean, it's I'm not saying I'm not in favor of it. Anything to stop H.R. 1 or the provisions that are contained. But I mean, look at what's happening in New York City. I mean, they say they're going to let close to 500,000 aliens vote in the municipal elections.
800,000. It's insane what they're doing.
And so how do you stop? The question is, I mean, it's being asked by the Republicans on the city council in New York City and the New York Post and, you know, all people who are concerned about, election integrity. If you let them vote for city councilor or for mayor, how the hell do you stop them from voting in all the other in all of the other elections?
Well, that's the exact question. You don't. And that's why you have to stop them now, and you have to, in each state, the RNC will be taking, is got a huge election integrity effort going on, and they will be going after these states and suing them, because we believe even in municipal elections, whether it be their state constitution or the federal constitution, letting non-citizens vote is unconstitutional. So even though you've got these progressive groups in New York or Vermont or other places pushing this, we're going to push back, and we're going to push back hard, and we're going to go to court, and we're going to hold their feet to the fire, because this is not America. America is about American citizens voting on how their country is going to be run. Not a lot of people who have no interest,
and you know, when you pass
about America,
when you're naturalized as a U.S. citizen, you have to pass a civics test. You have to understand certain
Absolutely.
Things. These people in these 800,000 people in New York, I mean, maybe some of them are legal, maybe some of them aren't, but they don't have to pass any tests. They're just gonna show up and get their votes, and you know, whoever promises them the most goodies is probably gonna get their votes.
And that's obviously a concern, and you know, we have to push back, and the RNC and the various state Republican committees are committed to pushing back and preventing that from happening. That's mm-hmm. why Republicans in New Hampshire passed our Senate Bill 89 to make it more difficult. Remember, the Democrats think that they're bamboozling everybody and that they're going to control the presidential election with these new laws. By doing what New Hampshire did, if every Republican state did that, that takes the wind out of their sails. At that point in time, they're losing the ability to control the presidential election, and that's what they're after.
The best way to stop H.R. 1, though, is to stop it in the Senate. And Maggie Hassan, she wants after utilizing the filibuster for the last 4 years, now she wants to do away with the filibuster because it interferes with their plans to institute their version of a workers' utopia.
Oh, and it's the real crime of it is that as our Democratic Secretary of State Bill Gardner has testified, not only in New Hampshire but down in D.C., the H.R. 1, which put in serious jeopardy the First Nation primary in New Hampshire. So Maggie Hassan has gone on record as saying, I don't care about the First Nation primary in New Hampshire. So essentially, I don't care about New Hampshire. I'm doing the bidding of Schumer, and I'm doing the bidding of Pelosi, And I'm more concerned about what's going on in New York City or Washington, D.C. or California than I am in New Hampshire. And I've turned my back on New Hampshire.
Let me guess she wouldn't... I'll bet you wouldn't mind adding Puerto Rico and D.C. as states either. And I'll bet you wouldn't mind going along with the fake Indian down in Massachusetts to pack the Supreme Court, which didn't work out so well for FDR back in the 30s, did it?
Oh, I know. I mean, she's on board with all of that. And of course, now they're going after the parliamentarian because the parliamentarian wouldn't roll over and allow them to give blanket amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. So now she's on board with, you know, let's do away with the parliamentarian because she's not following our lead. And, you know, if they can't control it, they want to do away with it. And you know, the problem is that somebody like Maggie Hassan doesn't care about New Hampshire. I mean, they had the president up here 2 weeks ago about the, quote, bipartisan infrastructure bill. And the president
How's
said,
that bridge
Maggie
doing,
Hassan,
by the way? Has the bridge fallen down yet?
No, not yet. Somehow it's hanging in there. But the real problem is that here it is, the president's up there saying, you know, patting her on the back. She was an integral part of working to put this bill together, and she did such a great job putting it together. And you know, my question is, Maggie, if you worked so hard on this bill, how is it that New Hampshire, who you represent, came in dead last, number 50 out of 50 as far as the money that is
really
allocated to New Hampshire? Number 50.
Wow. In other words, Maggie's not bringing home the bacon. She's not bringing home the bacon, Steve.
She's not bringing home nothing. You know, it's like Vermont, which has half the number of people we did, got more money out of this bill than New Hampshire. I mean, this woman does not care about New Hampshire. She does not have the interest of New Hampshire at all. And because of that, we're gonna replace her. She's going into retirement, and we're going to put a good Republican in there, and the Republicans are going to control the House and the Senate in 2020.
I hope so. Sununu, as you well know, was ahead in the polls, but he didn't want to run for the seat, so he's running for re-election as governor again, which I'm glad he'll remain the governor. But you know, he would have been the odds-on favorite to take her out.
Even right now, the polls show that even a generic Republican, unnamed, will beat her. That's how bad she is. And she's going. And I mean, look at what's happening here in New England with heating costs this winter. I mean, heating oil and natural gas are going through the roof, and they don't care. Biden sits there and says, "Hey, I'm doing everything I can to stop inflation." Well, don't listen to what he says. Listen to what he does. I was with the Home Builders Association 2 weeks ago, and they're up in arms. Why? Because lumber prices are going through the roof, and what does the Biden administration do? 2 weeks ago, they doubled from 9% to 18% the tariff on Canadian lumber coming into the United States.
I know.
You think that's going to reduce the price?
It's a disaster. Stephen Stepanek, thanks for being with us, and thanks for filling us in on Maggie Hassan, and I hope you find a really good candidate. I want you to take her out. If it hadn't been for same-day registration, she probably wouldn't have made it in the first place. Thanks for checking in with us. That's Steve Stepanek, the New Hampshire Republican Party chairman. Eden Pure has done it again. The three-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. One listener wrote, "I already own two and bought another for my brother because of his sinuses. He called to thank me, and he told me he had a noticeable improvement almost from the moment he turned it on. Thanks again to Howie and Grace, which is where I first heard about this device. Now, this is your chance to get one of these great Thunderstorm air purifiers. You'll get three units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and maybe one for your family member as a Christmas gift. With the three-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your home. workplace, or car. We have six at the studio and three in our condo. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. All orders will be shipped before Christmas. I'm Howie Carr.
High gas prices, inflation surges, and a supply chain crisis won't keep Howie from having a great holiday.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny K.
Merry Christmas from Howie Carr. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Only seven shopping days till Fauci cancels Christmas. That texter came up with that one. It's pretty good, I'd say. What can I say except, get ready, Bal! Get ready, Bal! Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, hi, Harry. I go to my diner, and the owner of the diner showed me a letter. He said, by next week, if COVID-19 hit too much in New Jersey, and the mayor and the governor are going to cut 50% dining. And I said, you kidding me?
Oh, back to the 50% dining stuff again?
Now
will the property taxes be cut down 50%? Will the cost of heating the diner be cut 50%? Mr. Garcia, you know the answer to that, of course, right? They're just going to drive all these businesses out of business.
Get ready, pal.
God. Hey, Mr. Garcia, let me ask you something. How many people dead in New Jersey of Omicron?
None.
Right. It's tied with 49 other states. Zero dead, and they're shutting. These Democrats want to shut everything down again. What the hell going on, Mr. Garcia?
You remember everybody? You remember I got the jaywalking ticket? You remember now? They say if you get a jaywalking ticket, it's 15 day in jail. If you get a jaywalking ticket. Yeah, I say, you kidding me? I see the website. You say 15-day if you get second jaywalking ticket.
Be careful, Mr. Garcia. If Murphy finds out you're listening to this show, you're gonna get framed for a jaywalking charge.
And Biden, I'm very scared Biden going to hit me a truck.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Merry Christmas to you. If I don't talk to you again, I'm probably not going to talk to you again.
Ho, ho, ho for you.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Ho, ho, ho. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie. You should have been a lawyer. You got a good legal mind, but you're operating from the land of the free, DeSantis country.
I am.
But anyway, I'd like to address a pet peeve and shift gears, if I may.
Quickly. Go ahead.
So much attention is being paid to the white cop Derek Chauvin who killed a black criminal.
Yes.
I mean, the media is all over it, but nothing's been said about the black cop killing Ashley Babbitt, who is not only unarmed, but has no criminal history and no criminal record.
Right. I mean, he got a slobbering interview from Lester Holt about how terrible he'd been treated. And this is a guy who had... in an earlier time, before he shot Ashley Babbitt, had left his gun in a restroom. I mean, you know, that's one of the signs that you're probably not that great of a cop if you lose your firearm. And if you lose it in a bathroom, that's pretty much the worst you can do. But he did, and now he's a hero on the left. Because he fought the insurrectionists. Thanks for the call, Jay. I'm Howie Carr.